And it's my pleasure to now say good morning to Liz Ross. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Good morning, Waiheke.
Right. Now, Liz, you're involved with Tread Lightly Eco Tours. Tell me something about that.
Tread Lightly Tours is a community event that's happening next weekend on the 9th and 10th of February. It's tours of eco homes and gardens on the island with the aim of inspiring sustainable living.
Okay, so how many homes will you be visiting?
On each day, there's 5 stops on each tour. On the Saturday, there is one series of homes and gardens, and there's a different set of homes and gardens on the Sunday. And both tours also include a sustainable transport hub. So it's not only about homes and gardens, but it's about sustainable living generally. So how we get around is a really important aspect of that. So there's a stop where you can try various types of electric bikes and also see 2 different kinds of electric cars.
Right. Now, whereabouts does the tour start from?
So the tour starts at Matietia, so to tie in with the ferries so that it is accessible to people from Auckland as well. So it's a bus tour, so it's a small groups of 15-16 people per tour. So the one bus meets the ferry that leaves Auckland at 9, so it departs Matietia at 9:50 a.m. in the morning, and then it meets the ferry that goes back to Auckland at 4. And then the tour runs again in 1 hour later, so meets the 10 a.m. boat from Auckland and the 5 p.m. boat back to Auckland from Matietia.
Right. How many people can do the trip at once?
So each
sort
tour...
Sort of a busload, really.
Yeah, busload. Small busload, because this is an opportunity to actually interact with the homeowners, so you won't just be sort of looking around and wandering around yourself. You'll be part of a group and you'll be interacting with the homeowners, who will share their knowledge and experience and talk you through what they've done, and you'll be able to see a whole range of different things at each place and have your own particular questions answered.
Right. So is there a leader for each group?
So yes, there is a leader for each group. So there'll be a guide accompanying each busload. Our tour guides are local Waihekians who have a passion for sustainable living, including on the Saturday we have Kate Lowe, who's works in the area of sustainable practice. She's doing a project in South Auckland at the moment on a waste community waste related project. She's one of the guides, and we have Luke Carey, who's our young leader who went to the Cancun Climate Change Conference last year representing New Zealand on the youth delegation there. And on the Sunday, Luke's guiding again, and we also have John Stansfield, who probably everyone will know as the Dancing Gardener. You might have seen, I think he was on TV last week, and he's got some great YouTube clips. So if you haven't checked it out already, check out the Dancing Gardener on YouTube. The Gorilla Gardener, that's John. So lots of different people involved.
That's great. Now, how did you get involved with this group?
So this is an idea that I've had for a while. I thought, we've got so much awesome stuff happening on Waiheke. Let's share it with others and provide an opportunity where we can make some of these people and what they've done accessible for others to be inspired by and learn from. So it's an idea that I thought, wouldn't it be great that we could have, you know, eco tours on Waiheke? And I've just been propelled into action on it this year as a result of a landmark education course that I'm taking. So that was the sort of impetus for it. So it feels really good to actually just put an idea and make it a reality.
Right, so you're the driving force behind it.
Yeah, I've kind of initiated the idea, but it's not my project. It's really as a team effort. There's about 20 people that have been involved in some way or other, so that includes the people that have volunteered to be the guides, the people that are voluntarily opening their homes and their gardens for this event. So I just want to stress that although there is a ticket price, that is just to cover the costs of the event, because, you know, they had to hire buses, pay for advertising, and I'd like to give some koha to everyone that's been involved as a recognition of their time and energy. So it's not making profit. Any excess that is above covering the costs will be donated to the Waiheke Resource Trust to initiate environmental programs, educational programs initiatives on the island.
That sounds good. Now, the cost for a single day is $65, and for both days, $100. Now, if you did both days, would you be seeing different things?
The only thing that's in common is the sustainable transport hub. Everything else is different.
Okay.
And being quick, because there's only actually 5 tickets remaining. There's 3 tickets left on the Sunday, the 10 o'clock one. It's been really well received, and I've been quite surprised actually that the ticket sales are going really well, and I hope that this can be something we can repeat on an annual basis.
That'd be brilliant. Now, you can book at the Waiheke Visitor Information Centre, and that phone number is 372-1234. And if you want some more information, go to the website www.treadlightlytours.wordpress.com. And that will give you, will that tell you where you're going and something about all of that?
It's got all the information on the website. It's got the itineraries for both days. It's got booking information. You can order a packed lunch, or you can either bring your own lunch or have a packed lunch. And there'll be it'll be sort of eat on the go. We'll find at midday we'll stop and have a lunch on picnic lunch on someone's lawn. There's so much to see and do in each day. I didn't really want to spend an hour out of each tour, you know, stopping for lunch. So it's going to be jam-packed with stuff.
Well, yes, it will be. We're talking to Liz Ross about the Tread Lightly Tours, which are happening next weekend, Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of February. What time do they start again?
There's one that departs Matietra at 9:50 and another one that departs an hour later at 10:50. So that's on both the Saturday and the Sunday.